The 90-10 rule. Ever heard of it? If you're married, odds are you're living it. Where did you move my stuff?
I'm cleaning the house. Your stuff is always in my way. I moved it.
90% of the stuff in this house is yours. You own it, you designed it, and it's never in my way. But my stuff, the remaining 10%, is in your way?
See, you can learn. On this podcast, host Anthony Miller will help you navigate the significant and insignificant issues of being in a relationship.
Welcome to the 90-10 rule. Here's your relationship guru, Anthony.
I'm digging an intro. Every time we do an episode, I'm digging an intro. Oh, we're here doing another one. Miss Lady D, how are you today?
I'm well. How are you doing?
I'm good. Looking good today?
Trying. Got the baby hair in place, you know, how to put the black gel toothbrush, you know.
Ooh, looks good.
Nice and tight. Keeping it right.
Good. So, you ready to rock and roll today?
I's here for that.
All right, good. I got a lot of stuff on my mind. I got a lot of stuff. So where are we going to begin today? I have an idea.
Okay.
Names are really big to me.
Okay.
So names are very important. Name of the show, mm-hmm. a person's name, mm-hmm. a team's name. Everything is very, names are very important to me.
Okay.
That's going to be an episode, too, about a woman taking a guy's last name when they get married. Because I have that issue in my house.
Right, I like the hyphen myself, but okay.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm not opposed to a hyphen.
Okay.
I'm not opposed to a hyphen. Okay. You new gals want to keep your...
Absolutely.
Your mama, your daddy name.
Absolutely. That's what daddy said. Keep my name.
Well, you can stay with daddy when you get married, you know. You're making a choice when you get married, you know.
Here we go.
What does daddy do? He walks you down the aisle, and what does he do? He gives you what?
You were going to say that.
You want daddy walking down the aisle, giving you away, right?
But we agree on the hyphen. You heard that. He said he agrees on the
hyphen.
I can deal with the hyphen.
So anyway, the names. I want to come up with a name. I have a hard time starting the show,
mm-hmm.
Saying hello to the listening family. So I want to call them something. I want them to have their own name.
Okay.
Have their own name. So I'm thinking, I'm pounding and stuff, and I don't know what to do. So the name of the show is the 90-10 rule. So I'm thinking about calling the listening family rulers. What do you think about that? Rulers. Hey, rulers, how you doing today?
And we give a shout out to the rulers.
Shout out to the rulers. Yeah.
That'll work.
Like that? So we'll play with that. We'll play with that for a little bit. Maybe we'll give the rulers a chance to chime in and see what they want to be called.
All right.
You know, I don't know if we want to give them that.
Hey to the rulers out there. How you doing? All right, there you go.
Right. Yeah, that sounds good. I liked it.
All right.
Good. All right, so getting back to the name. So the theme and the name of today's show is pet peeves.
Oh, boy.
Pet peeves. Yeah, pet peeves. Isn't peeves a weird word? Isn't it? When I was doing research for this, I'm like, peeves. Like, where did that word come from? What does it mean? What is it? Think about it. Peeves. Isn't that a strange-sounding word?
It sounds very adultish. I would say, to me, mine was, when we talked about this, I would say, what irks me about you?
Well, that's what exactly,
bothers me.
That's exactly what the definition is.
Annoys me. I know, right.
I'm going to read it. The definition is a cause of annoyance.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
A pet peeve is a particular thing that bugs you every time.
Endlessly. Yes.
Every time. So.
Bugaboo.
We're gonna get into pet peeves.
All right.
And if it was not for pet peeves, there would be no the 90-10 rule.
Absolutely.
That was the inspiration for the podcast.
Well, there you go, rulers.
That's right. There you go, rulers. The 90-10 rule. So what we're going to do, let's go through a list. We start with 10. I asked my wife, so I'm going to do 10 pet peeves or things you do that drive me crazy.
Did she say that's all or she was expecting more? Was she shocked?
No, I said, and to be fair, I said, we're going to do is, since you're not going to be on the show, we're going to try to be fair.
Right.
So we're going to list our 10 mm-hmm. our pet peeves about our other half.
Mm-hmm.
And then, to be fair, list theirs about us. So I asked her, I said, I can only think of one. You know, mm-hmm. So I don't think there's many more.
Okay.
She kind of agreed. She said, I don't have that many. She said, but I do have some. So she gave me two right off the bat, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then later on last night, because I mentioned to her a couple of days ago. No. I mentioned to her first thing in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on that night, she said, you're doing the show tomorrow, right? I said, yeah. She said, well, I have some more pet peeves. I said, I thought you said you only had two.
She thought about it.
No, I thought about it.
And she slept on it. Right, right. See, yeah.
Well, actually, one was happening while we were watching TV. Oh. And it's probably a very common one.
Real time. Okay.
Yeah, right, right, right. It's a common one. And I'll fall on my sword for that one because it is a common one.
Yeah.
It is a common one. So I asked the owner, operator, and the guru of New Pod City, Mr. Frank Sasso, who's in the house today, to be a referee. He's going to be the referee for it because we're going to make this a competition.
You know, of course, everything's a competition.
So we're going to list our pet peeves.
Mm-hmm.
And again, to be fair, we're going to list our partner's pet peeves, but that's not going to be a part of the competition. Competition is who has the most egregious pet peeves? Who has to deal with the most from their particular partner?
Okay. So,
when we're going to list our pet peeves, I'm going to get Frank to keep score. And at the end,
who has it harder?
Who has it harder? Right. Who has it harder?
Right.
Who has it harder?
I got you.
And then we have Frank be the judge, and who's going to be the winner? Of course, I will win everything we ever do. So
There we go.
So it's already out there.
All right,
we got Frank in the house today. I asked him to join us to be the referee, owner, operator, and guru of all things podcast, New Pod City. Frank, how you doing?
Hey, hello. Welcome.
Thank you.
I'm welcoming you to your own show.
Yeah, you're welcoming me to your own show. Thank you
for having me, Anthony. Dahlia, good to see you.
Thank you for having us. There you go.
What's up there, rulers?
Rulers, that's right. Get that right. Everybody, rulers out there.
Sounds good.
So I called you here specifically to be a contest. And as you've heard a couple shows now, so I'm very competitive. And Ms. D, she tries to act cool. I don't know. On the show, she's been really
cool.
And subdued. She's not like that. I'm telling you, she's not like that in real life.
Really?
I think the microphone is...
I saw her in the parking lot. She was still pretty cool, reading her Audible books.
Yeah,
An hour before the show.
Yeah. She's super on time. I like that.
That's my quiet time in the parking lot.
And just so you know, pet peeve, pet derives from not a dog or a cat, but something that is preferred. And a peeve comes from the word peevish, which means irritability, annoyance. So a pet peeve, my preferred annoyance is this. Preferred meaning like high on the list kind of thing.
Last time on the show, Frank. Last time. You just too edumacated there. Oh, my God. We don't need that level of education. I just need you to keep score, okay? Just keep score. All right. So we're going to have this contest.
All right. And I'm ready.
We're going to list each other's pet peeves.
I'm excited. Okay.
Frank is here to determine who's going to win. Who has the worst or egregious number of pet peeves?
Got it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. But to be fair, because I think we're probably going to get in trouble, you and I both. Probably me, of course, because I'm going to list all these pet peeves and I'm going to get home.
Yes, rulers.
Say, wow.
This is why I'm a judge. That way nobody can get in trouble.
Right. But we're gonna balance it out. So we're going to list, for every pet peeve we list, we have to list a pet peeve of our partner, what we do to drive them crazy. So I asked my wife.
So would that add then to
your
peeve?
No, that has nothing to do with it. No,
okay.
That's just to balance it out. So when I get
home,
I'm
not in trouble.
I know what
I'm doing on my very important job here.
Right. No,
let me know when I should cue the music, by the way.
Okay, all right. So the first pet peeve is the 90-10 rule.
Mm.
No, oh, wait, we're starting?
Yeah, we're starting.
Wait, let me cue music. Okay, go.
Okay, all right. So the first pet peeve is the reason for the show, the 90-10 rule.
Mm-hmm.
The 90-10 rule. People ask me, what is 90-10? What is 90-10? 90-10 rule is my wife moves my stuff all the time. All the time she moves my stuff. And so I ask her, why are you moving my stuff? Every day, all day long, I reach for something. In the morning, I get up, I grab, look for my razor, it's not there. Mm-hmm. Literally, I mean, every day. Just something is, all my stuff is moved. And she claims, oh, I clean the house, I'm moving stuff, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. So your stuff is just in my way.
Okay.
Listen to the teaser at the beginning of the show.
Mm-hmm.
She moves my stuff. So 90% of the stuff in the house is her stuff. So your stuff is never in my way. 90% of the stuff in the house is your stuff. It's never in my way.
But my 10% is always in your way. I can feel him coming with that.
Yeah,
okay.
All right. So is that in your house? I think that's like in most houses. Like women just control everything in the house and then they have no say.
Just real quickly, in my situation, my boyfriend has his own place and I have my own place. But as a woman, I go to his place.
And you move his stuff.
Do move a lot
move
of things.
Stuff. So, right,
well, okay. I think things need to be put the way. There's a place for everything, and if you would just put it in the correct place, then I wouldn't move things.
So your determination is the correct place. That's just my wife's determination.
Right? And I think, but see, here we go again. I think really, we're women. We just, that's just how we think.
Right, right. Your determination is the correct determination.
My way is most likely the right way. It's the right way, you know.
So that's my number one. That's my number one pet peeve. And let's list all the pet peeves first, and then we'll go back and list the opposite pet peeves for them. So we can give them equal time. So that's number one. So what's your number one?
Okay, so my pet peeve on him, I have 10. Clean up after yourself.
Okay.
I'm not your mom. I'm not your maid.
Well, he didn't ask you to be his maid.
But if I don't do it, then it won't get done. So I've learned Well, you know what it is? You know what it is? And I'm pretty sure, again, speaking, you know, with your wife, it's just being a woman. Because if I want things done in a timely manner.
Right, I was just about to say, it won't get done when you want it to get done.
Exactly. I'm not going to keep looking at it or tripping over it or looking at it again or coming back in the room again and it's still there. It's going to annoy me, which ties into other things. And see, this is why I liked the fact that you wanted to do this, the show about pet peeves, because I was really, when I was looking at it last night, my list and his list, there's certain things that I, you know, don't like and he doesn't like, but they all correlate to why things don't get done in the bedroom.
All right, we're
getting a little ahead of ourselves.
Right.
That's another show.
That's typical. Well, that is another female. Show. Right. Exactly. Right. Everything affects.
They gotta relate everything to everything.
Absolutely. Right.
Which has nothing to do with nothing. You know.
All right. So now I'm gonna cut her off.
Right. So
because she got that peeve out.
Right.
Now you have to match or mismatch her peeve, her level of intensity of peeve.
No, I listed mine. You got to give it the score.
That was the one.
Right, mine was the 90-10.
Okay,
the
so we're going to go one for one, one for one.
No, one for one.
We'll count.
Now,
this is the final ruling.
Right.
If I'm the judge, the final ruling.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
This round goes to Anthony, and here's why.
Okay.
He took his pet peeve and made an entire show out of it.
That's right. Hit it out the park, baby.
He put it out there for peep to help people.
This is why you're here.
Anthony, did you bring me in or not?
I'm sorry.
Okay. You, not only do you go to a place that isn't yours, but you go there and you feel you determine what the proper place is for your boyfriend's stuff. Then you say, clean up after yourself. I'm not your maid. I'm sorry. This round goes to Anthony because that, to me, it sounds like sour grapes.
Yep.
Location.
And we're going to
judge's
lose it. I don't know what that
ruling
means.
Is final.
I don't know what that means.
Judge's anyway, ruling is final.
Sorry. Okay. So one nothing me. Right. One nothing me.
All right. One nothing so far. Right. Anthony, one. Dahlia, nada.
All right.
Next one. Second one. The word later. And we talked about this.
Covered that in the previous show.
In the previous show. Later.
You're stuck on that word, huh?
Yes, I hear it a lot. And if you guys didn't hear the previous show...
You should go back and listen.
Right. Go back and listen to the show, and you will learn what the word later is. And if you're a creative mind, and all you rulers are out there, very smart people, I know you know
what the word
later means.
Yes, that's in the episode, the L word, I believe it was.
The L word, right. The famous L word. Go back and listen. Right. We tie all the shows together. So the L word is a big pet peeve. So that was my number two. What you got?
Okay, so... if we argue about something, the assumption is that I'm either PMSing or I'm on my period. Gentlemen.
That's his assumption of you.
As soon as I start on something or have something to say or I have a short answer or whatever, you're on your period? You PMSing?
Well, let me ask a question.
Is it coming? Is it arriving?
Well, let me ask you a question.
Is it due?
Is it typically the kinks?
No. Stop annoying me. And here's the thing, men, when you say that, it goes left, right then and there, where their assumption is, I could have had a bad day at work, I could have, you know, been cut off on the highway, I could have, you know, whatever, been declined at a store, whatever, you know, we're just pulling things out there. And the first thing you say to me is, yeah, period. Is that time? You're a little short with me.
Probably 50% of the time, you probably are.
You're a little short with me.
50% of the time, you probably are.
You don't feel like talking? Oh, it must be coming. Like, it's this arrival of a ship. So, yeah.
It's probably true.
And again,
probably true.
Correlates with a lot of things going on, guys, but okay. Just saying.
Here we go.
Okay, here we go.
All right, round two. All right. Judge Areno, what you got?
Well, here's what I'm hearing. You're not happy because all we have to work with is the period.
Yes.
Right? That's all we have to work with. So if you're upset and we don't know what it's all about and we want to fix it, we're just going to the obvious in our pea brains and we're thinking, okay, she must be having her period. Mm-hmm. Let me just ask and find out. We don't mean anything by it, but you're like, it goes left right away.
Very quickly.
Right off the bat, you're taking a defensive stance and an aggressive one at that. As far as the L word goes, I never heard about the L word until this show. So it actually taught me something that I will keep in my arsenal of understanding. So again, round two, Anthony.
Right,
2-1.
I'm not surprised, but go ahead. Not surprised.
Well, you know what? I think it's going to be a blowout.
Well, as the judge.
We'll give her a handicap.
Let the rulers vote on my ruling.
Okay, yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah.
Okay, and then I'm down with that.
And then
rulers, what do you think?
And then the winner is they get a free podcast.
Right.
They can listen to all of our podcasts from now on for free.
Right. Wow, that's a great
all
gift.
Of them.
That's a great gift.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would take that.
All you
got to
do is subscribe. All right, this is a big one for me. My wife and I go out to dinner a lot. We go out a lot, right? Her pet peeve is, which is my pet peeve, she hates to wait. She hates, like, you know, we go to a popular restaurant, which is the only restaurant I want to go to. It was a popular place.
Right.
Typically, you got to wait. You know, a lot of people there. She doesn't like crowds. I don't mind crowds. Actually, I enjoy going to a restaurant where it's full of people, it's crowded.
Right.
I'm going there for the vibe, the action, obviously the good food. Mm-hmm. And I don't mind waiting. I don't mind sitting at the bar having a drink or yucking it up or doing whatever. She hates that. She hates that. And even if it's not a crowd, or not, like if they tell you to, all right, well, you know, how long to wait? Like, all right, say it waits 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Minute 16, she's like pissed. Like, you said it was 15 minutes. Let's get the hell out. I'm sick of this place. That drives me crazy. That drives me crazy. And I know it's going to, and the reason why, it drives me crazy because I don't like that first one. But I know it's going to happen every time we go out to dinner. Because we're going to a place that's popular, I like.
And if you have reservations, you know, there are times, things happen.
Come on, right. They tell you 15 minutes, they know it's 35 minutes.
Exactly.
Come on. So when they tell you 15 minutes, you know it's 35 minutes.
You expect that it's going to be 30 minutes.
Exactly. No, not with her. I mean, if they tell you it's a 10-minute wait, 11 minutes in, she's like, oh, I'm out. Let's go.
So you're saying that drives you crazy.
Right, that drives me crazy.
Okay, I'm trying to make sure I'm following
that. Right. So that's my pet peeve. And then literally it runs the whole night. Because now she has an attitude, and I have an attitude because she has an attitude. I mean, literally, we have left. And like, I'm like, screw it, let's go home. Like, you got an attitude, I'm out of here. Like, I don't want to deal with you now, let's just go home. You know, literally, we have left the restaurant because she's pissed off.
Because
she had to wait. And I'm pissed off that she's pissed off. Next, what
tell
you got?
What do you got, Talia?
Okay. You know, again, I have 10, and I've lost every round so far. I got time. Okay. Again, this is a little sensitive, but he's a mama's boy.
Ooh, that's a big one.
And that has been a deep-rooted issue for a minute. Sometimes it's not even said. We already know what it's about. You know, he's the youngest. He's the only boy.
He loves his mama.
He was named after his daddy, you know, and he loves his mama. His daddy loves him to death. They love each other, and clearly he's the favorite child. I feel so bad for his siblings, but he is the favorite. And they know it.
So that's a pet peeve.
It's a pet peeve because when we're together, mom calls on vacations. Mom calls when mom calls a lot.
And he doesn't draw the line.
And you take the calls and take another call.
Does he take
and
care
you
of his mother?
The
you know, she
and,
might need his help.
Well, he does. He goes over there at least 3 to 4 times a week after work, you know, because his parents are older and checks on them. And she has some health issues. But this has been since, you know, nothing has changed, but on vacations, I got my mom. That's my mom calling, and he's not hiding the phone. I see his mom is calling, and she's like, "Mom said hi," and I'm like, "Okay, tell her I said hi." Like, it's just, it's a lot. You'll be at my house, and we'll be having dinner or doing whatever,
I got phone calls,
and it's just.
I'm gonna help you out.
Well, you can't help her out. You guys are competing.
Well, no, just related.
Make me win.
No,
okay.
not on the pet peeve, but how to deal
with
the pet. I'm gonna help.
Okay,
that's fine. And that's what's gonna help you.
Do you have knowledge of this? Is this why you're helping?
No.
Wait, this
no,
is
no,
called.
Not,
this
okay,
is
okay.
No
moment.
Right.
Okay.
I'm not a mama's boy at all. My wife will tell you that I'm definitely not a mama's boy. But have you ever heard of how you can tell if you got a good man and if he will treat you right?
How he treats his mama.
If he loves his mama, he dotes on his mama, he will love you. He will take, if he takes care of his mama, he's going to take care of you.
Well, here's the
thing.
If
he treats his mama nice, I bet you he treats you nice.
My two oldest brothers. We're in the same. I'm the youngest. My two older brothers, I'm telling you, any decision, anything they need in life, my mother. My mother is their saving grace.
Okay.
My mom is everything.
Do they take care of their mama?
Absolutely.
And do they take care of their women?
At times.
Okay. All right.
They're better to mama.
Wait. You heard that bell. It's time for a ruling on that bell.
Okay.
I have a ruling on this round.
So serious.
Anthony, this round goes to Dahlia.
Oh, okay.
Because there's no problem being a mother's boy, but not a smother's boy.
So
I'm with you on that. Now, let me explain something, Anthony, to you. This peeve that you have, that your wife, if told 15 minutes, on the 16th minute, she freaks out, I'm with her.
Okay.
Because the waiter or waitress can just say, it's going to be a little while.
And they do. No.
That's not what you said. Let's roll the tape back.
So when they tell you 15 minutes, you know it's 35 minutes. Okay.
See, you said 15. You gave it a number. You said 15. Okay.
Right.
So here's the thing. If someone tells me it's going to be 20 minutes before the bus gets here, I'm setting a clock.
Right.
By the 21st minute, I'm cursing that guy out.
Right.
Don't tell me it's going to be 20 minutes. Even if you know it's going to be 20, if you know it's going to be 18 minutes, don't tell me 20 minutes.
Right.
And
right.
then you look like a hero when 18 minutes comes along.
Right.
I think you are not ruling because you're allowing her attitude to get the best of you by bailing out of the night. When you, as a real ruler, you could have taken control of that situation, made her feel better, and really not, you know, want to just go home and ruin it for the both of you.
How is that going to make it better for her?
Because you're not ruling. You're letting her attitude affect your entire night.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Because that does happen. She's dictating the rest of the night. Here's the thing. You go out a lot. So this apparently behavior happens a lot.
It does.
So to me,
she has gotten better. I will say, she heard this, like, well, no, I don't do that anymore. She's gotten better because she knows, you know.
But I wouldn't allow that to ruin a night. You guys planned a night out. It's date night, whatever it is. We're going to make the best of whatever it is. We're here now. We found parking. Whatever we did. If we valeted, we found parking.
All
it's a nice day.
All right.
Now, don't get too comfortable, Dahlia. You just got a point. That's good.
You're kind of coming back.
Anthony is at two. Dahlia is at one. Let's go round four.
There it is.
All right, so I'm not going to let that one go. So I'm going to follow up on the same theme of going out, going out to dinner. And my wife
went out
a lot. So next one is. So my wife doesn't, like I said, she doesn't like crowds or anything. Mm-hmm. She would rather go to a place that, like a restaurant that is like completely empty. Like who wants to go to a restaurant that's empty? I remember one particular time we were on a cruise. We got at the dock. We're going in town, and literally we're walking down the street. You know, we're in the Caribbean, and this place, like I'll never forget. We're walking down the street. It's 100 degrees. It's like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We're walking and we're going to have lunch, and this place on the left. Literally, it's like an alleyway. You know, just whatever. Like two sides of the street. This place is bumping. I mean, it's jamming. Everybody's just having a good time. Mm-hmm. They got seats on the outside. You know, we're on the dock. It's just jumping. So I'm looking at this place. I'm salivating. I'm like, yeah, let's get there. Come on, this is going
to
be great. Obviously, this is the best place on
the
island.
This is the place to be. Okay.
The food is good. The drinks is good. Atmosphere good. I mean, I'm like a little kid. Yeah, let's get there. And of course, she's seeing this literally like, oh my God, we're going to have to wait.
Right.
You know, it's too crowded. Right. Oh my God.
It's like sardines in there on top of each other.
Exactly. She's like, you see our faces. Like, And she's like, and so we get there, right? I'm like, I lost the weight, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it's probably like an hour. Like, she's like, oh my God. Like, so I don't even go there. I'm like, look, all right, I'm ruling. I'm not letting her
ruin. You know, let's figure something out.
We're here. We can go to another place.
Okay.
We'll walk around the corner. We go to another place. And, you know, it's 100 places, you know. But clearly, this is the top space.
That's the spot.
Everybody's there. So we're walking around. So we continue past. And I'm like, oh, goodbye, place. I'll be back.
One day.
You're right. The next cruise next year. Hopefully, I'll come back. So we walk around the corner.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll tell you what.
So we walk around the corner, and then there's another restaurant. There is nobody there. And our faces have flipped. Like right now, I'm like, oh, shit, there's nothing going on here. And her face is lighting up. She's like, yeah, let's go out here. I'm like, really? rulers out there, don't go to a restaurant if nobody's there.
Well,
there's a reason for that.
That's your pet peeve.
No, well, that's my pet peeve, okay. But just a life lesson. There's a reason why there's nobody there at a restaurant.
What kind of restaurant was it?
I don't even remember. Who knows? Who cares? I don't know.
It wasn't popping. There wasn't a line. No one was
outside.
Obviously,
the food ain't good if ain't nobody there.
Really? Well, no, there could be other. See, I like
all the reasons why there's nobody there. That's why you don't want to go there. Whatever the reason is that nobody's there, that's why
you
do not want
to
go.
That's what he's saying. Okay.
Hello.
Okay.
So that's a follow up. So that's my pick. Okay. She'd rather go to an empty restaurant where nobody's there. Literally, we could be the only people there, and she's having a ball because she could get right in.
Right.
We can get served right away, eating this terrible food with no ambiance and no crowd. And that's my pet peeve.
You were served, you came in, you had your food.
And we're going to be sick later because the food terrible, you know. All right, so that's my next one. Go ahead.
Dahlia? Okay, so me.
This is your round four.
This is me. All right, so don't make impromptu plans. I need to know everything that's going on. I think my two co-hosts here know that, even though I just met Frank. I'm early for everything. I don't like surprises.
Damn, Carlton got it right.
He does. I don't make plans for me. Don't try to surprise me. Don't plan my weekend. Don't do that. I need to know everything. I need to know. I mean, he's tried the going away, you know, prompt weekend, Miami. I need to know attire. I need to know where we're staying. I need to know. I need to know. And I had this conversation about it now. I just need to know things.
I know. I just need before the ruling had Irene, I have to win this one. Come on.
Don't
now.
Make impromptu plans
Dude,
for me.
In all fairness to Dahlia, she's saying that something that bothers her is when he makes impromptu plans.
If he goes and makes special plans to take her somewhere nice or do something nice for her, and she's like,
well, that could be his
killing
peeve,
it.
But her peeve is that he does that.
Right. But I'm saying that should be his pet peeve, her reaction to it.
Okay, rulers.
Right.
But that's my it's just for me.
Dude,
I
feel sorry
don't
for
like that. And we've had this discussion many times. I'm not that one that gets excited about not knowing the unknown.
So if he does something nice and special for you.
It's always been nice or sometimes, you know, it's just, you know, going away real quick. You don't know what my plans are this weekend. And sometimes, honestly, guys, I just want to chill. I don't want to have any plans. I don't like having to get up in the morning, decide right away. That's not fun for me.
How long are you going out?
Like I said, we've known each other about 5 or 6 years, dated.
How long are you
years,
actually in a relationship
yeah.
now?
3 years. Yeah.
Over 2 years.
Yeah.
Okay. It adds to my ruling. That's why.
It's just, you know, I just don't.
I'm trying to help you. I'm trying. It's hard.
All right. Frank's ready with his ruling.
For the ruling. Ruling for round four. It is a tie.
Oh.
2-2. And here's why. Number one, you're dating this guy. First of all, you know him for over 5 years.
Yeah.
You're dating for more than 2 years. Mm-hmm. Honestly, he should know at this point. If you need to know everything, here's like my wife. My wife does not like me making plans for her. But what she does like is, hey, I put this together. What do you think of this? And then we could work on it together. And then she likes it. If you do what she likes, you can still plan around that, but just make some little modifications. Now, as far as the empty restaurant goes, I understand what you're saying about there's a reason it's empty. But here's the thing. My wife and I, we observe the masses, and we do the opposite. We don't go to the movies on Friday and Saturday nights when there's no room to sit down. We go on Thursday morning, 10:30.
Right.
We go out to eat on a Wednesday afternoon. You know why? Because then the waiters are actually waiting on you. That's what the term comes from.
Right.
You're not waiting for them. They're waiting for you.
Right.
And that's what I like. So this goes to Dahlia. It is a tie, 2-2. And here's the bell for your round five.
Okay. All right. So my next big pet peeve is actually something that's going on right now.
You're never
going
to have me on again.
Right. I'm not. His judgeship
is... Well, I give reasons.
Okay. All right. Right. So the next one's kind of going on right now. So COVID,
yes.
You know, we've been in the house sequestered together, family time, and that
brings
and
you closer.
Good. Brings you closer. So my thing is, I don't care who wins American Idol. I don't care who wins The Voice.
Okay.
I don't care who you think sings well on The Voice or American Idol. I don't care who wins The Bachelorette. I could care less.
Okay.
And So during COVID, mm-hmm. you know, my wife, and it's funny, she, because I teased her about watching these shows, like, oh, okay. you love The Bachelor, you love mm-hmm. No, I don't watch this show, I don't watch. She loves these stupid shows. She mm-hmm. loves them. She watches them all the time. And so when she sees somebody that she likes on American Idol, I don't think she watched American Idol. I think she's into The Voice now.
Okay.
And I know these names, but I don't watch shows. I don't know how they go. Because I think The Voice is very different from America. But I don't know that. But if she sees somebody, oh, come listen to this. Because I love music. You know, I love all kinds of stuff.
Okay.
She's like, come on. I think you would like this. Like, mm-hmm. no. That dude, he ain't like Teddy Pendergrass. I'm sorry.
Right. Okay.
So, but she thinks these, you know, people are great. She wants, I'm like, no. Once they win, then I'll listen to them. I'll give mm-hmm. them some props. Mm-hmm. I'll listen to them. Like, all right, they must be good. I'll listen to them.
Okay.
Not doing the contest. I don't want to hear all
you
that.
You don't want to be a part of the whole process.
Exactly. Not at all. So, but I have to, you know, sit and go through it, because then she'll have an attitude. She'll be pissed off because I'm not doing something that she wants me to do. So that's my pet peeve.
Okay.
Very powerful. Go ahead, Dahlia.
So mine is he gets way too comfortable grooming. Just he kind of lets himself go. And it stemmed from before he used to be a truck driver. And he used to do the long rigs. Like, he would go to Colorado, California. And, you know, when he'd come back, you know, like, he would be back maybe in the afternoon for one of his long trips. And he'd want to meet up real quickly, like, you know, at a restaurant, a bar, whatever. And I already knew what he was going to be looking like. Because he was just going to take the truck, the rig, whatever, back to the yard and hop in his pickup and come here.
Right.
And, you know, the oil stains on the cargo pants or the boots.
He had an excuse.
You know, but you know what it was? It was, you look like that more than I saw you. Like, I would see, like, date night never really happened. This was becoming our date night. This was becoming the norm. And then when he kind of, you know, did away with the truck driving thing, he kind of stayed in that rut there, you know, the not really going to the barbershop, kind of, sort of, not really cutting nails anymore.
I'm trying to help you out, but
he's not into the whole manscaping.
It's just, you know, who's going to see me? We're at home. We're relaxing. Yeah. So
lost me there.
And see, I have to smell good to make me feel good kind of a girl. That's where I'm at with that. And I know we've known each other for a long time. So, in his mind, I think he thinks I should be okay with this.
You're used to him.
Yeah, I'm used, but it's like, you know, I come in a certain way. You know, I know what my job is. You know, it's an office job, but I come in looking a certain way. And even on the off days, you know, going to the gym, doing whatever, you know, it's always, you know, we're showering, we're doing what I think that I'm just supposed to. There's that line saying, accept me for who I am. No, because I didn't meet you like that. That's not how you presented yourself.
Right.
And now it's becoming now a... You know,
I'm a metrosexual, so I don't miss any grooming appointments at all. So mm-hmm. I probably go to a barbershop more than my wife.
Right after this show, you'll probably
exactly. I'm going right there. So.
Not mad at you.
So before my ruling, I just have a quick question. Actually, it's not a question; it's my ruling. We have a tie again, 3-3. No. However, manscaping is very important. You got to get with the program, brother.
Right.
I'm sorry, we're Dahlia on that one. And I am totally with you on the whole Voice American Idol thing. It's like
Bachelor,
these people are horrible.
Crap.
Bachelor, all those things. However, and you get a point for that. However, I have to minus half a point.
Uh-oh.
Because I believe you're sending your wife mixed messages.
What's the mixed message?
The mixed message was that you said you don't like it, and then you said, I could care less. The correct phrasing is, I couldn't care less. So you're sending her a mixed message, so I'm going to have to deduct a point. There it goes. So now it's the correct scoring now.
What did you slide a couple bucks over there?
Is 3 Dahlia, 2.5 Anthony.
Okay.
Here is your round 6.
All right, let's see. I'm trying to pick one out of my list here.
I know, it's getting a little, you know.
He wanted to know if you slipped me a couple of bucks.
Did I give you a jelly bean? No, I did not.
That would be cool. I love jelly beans.
Let's see. All right, I got one. Because this is going to make me look good. All right, I got one here. So, when I say if I go to I don't go to the grocery store, but like probably, you know, CVS or drugstore or something, mm-hmm. or just, you know, convenience store.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason, I'm just going in to get whatever. I don't know what it is. I'm always thinking of my wife.
Mm-hmm.
So when I leave, I'll always grab some she claims she's a chocolate. You know, she's you know, she don't eat candy. I eat candy all the time, or something I'm not supposed to be eating. She
okay,
doesn't do that.
Okay.
So, but I'll grab something that I know she'll like. Uh-huh. You know, like a bag of whatever chocolate that I know that she likes super dark chocolate. So I'll just grab the darkest chocolate there and the biggest. And this is important. And the biggest bag of it.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
And so when I get home, whatever I you know, I said, babe, here, I got this for you while I was out. Mm-hmm. Boom, there, done. When she goes out, she doesn't do that for me. She ain't thinking about my ass. She ain't bringing me nothing back. And on the odd occasion that she does, it's the
little soap.
Not even soap. It could be fine. I might need soap that day. It could be fine. But it's the travel size. It ain't the big pack.
It's just
one little candy right. bar. It's a half one. It ain't right. even, you know. When I'm bringing you some, I'm bringing the family size, right. man. It's the stuff that you like.
Okay.
I'm giving it to you. You know, I'm all
she
about
the miniature and, one.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
You know, the miniature. Right?
Okay. Just,
I mean, come on now. That's cold. That's a pet peeve of mine. Mm-hmm. Like, so I can't even say anything about it. Like, if she happens to bring me the miniature candy bar that right. I like, and I'm like, damn, what is this bullshit? You know, come on. I can't say nothing because then she did bring something, you know, and I'll be like, I'm complaining that she brought me something. Well, I am complaining. Like,
but
on.
She brought you something, but it's...
Right. You know, I'm literally, if I come back with a bag of, like, she go, you know, bring me some potato chips. She likes potato chips. Mm-hmm. I'm bringing a family-sized bag. Mm-hmm. Come on. That's like, who does that? You know, it's like a tease. Like, why would you do that? But mostly she's not doing it at all. That's my pet peeve. Like, when I go out, I'm going to... I always coming back with something.
So what is the, for the record, what is the pet peeve? That she doesn't bring it or when she does it small?
She doesn't bring it, right.
She
doesn't bring it, okay. right.
Just
she's not thinking about me.
This
so
is just for the guys in research.
Right. She's not bringing it.
So that's, it's like NASA over here, guys. Okay.
Right,
okay.
Exactly. This is okay. important stuff.
Right.
All right, what you got?
Okay, so mine, again, both of you will probably notice this about me, too, is that time management. I'm very big on time. And to me, when you don't take that into consideration or even appreciate what I have to do to get to A, B, C, and you just kind of show up, you know, half-assed or not even at all or an hour late or just kind of whatever with it, or I made the reservations or I did this and you're trying to figure out or you're just getting up or you're just, it's almost a slap in the face of why do I do yeah. these things? And that to me is a little
so
bit.
So tardiness is
I cannot deal with that. I've always been, like I said, I'm, you know, early, you know, if we say 4:30, I'm there at 3:30. That's just how I am. But, you know, I tend to make the plans when it comes to the dinner or things like that, or just going to a show or comedy show, and I'm very about time. And he's driving, and it's just like, you know, dude, it starts
I'm trying,
at this
I'm trying
time.
To help you, out.
You know, you can't be late for stuff.
He's gonna be late, and he's gonna be ungroomed.
And that's see that ties in. Those two things tie okay. in because when it's time for you to get you, ready, it takes you longer to get ready.
We're
because
heading to that L word.
Oh yeah, really,
L word is there.
You know.
He's seriously into
that's
the L zone.
Really, you haven't been to the barber
he's
in two
N,
or three
he's
weeks.
Into the
so
N word.
It's not even
L-word.
Later. It's like leave it alone.
Right. No, it's no.
Right.
No.
He's so if you haven't groomed yourself, you haven't been to the barber, and now we have plans to go to a comedy show.
Well, what
and
if
now
he
you're
was
thinking
late?
About your hair.
Hey, wait, about this? What if he was late because he, you know, he got out of the barber late? You got at a barbershop.
That was my point because you waited 3 weeks. See, this is the thing. There's if time management. So, what, yeah, right. Or you're figuring out what to wear because you don't. I've said, you know what? You need to get some, and it all ties in. And there you go.
Okay.
Later.
Okay.
Much later.
Okay.
Ruling for round 7, just because I'm afraid of her. I'm afraid not to give her the point. I do believe that courtesy does trump a candy bar. However. Time management and, you know, no ticky, no shirty kind of thing where you're giving her chocolate and then you don't get anything in return. Mm. We're talking about courtesies. So although it would go to Anthony, out of fear, I'm giving this one to Dahlia.
Fear.
So it's 4
fear.
To 2.5.
Okay.
Now, Anthony,
I'm
falling
behind.
This never happened before. This is like unprecedented.
Right. I'm falling
that
behind.
You are at a
deficit
half point.
Right.
No, you're not at a deficit. You're losing.
Right.
2.5 points to her 4 points.
She paid him, guys. Rulers, she paid him under the table.
But he
she
feels me, though. Listen, he's feeling my
situation.
But
you know what?
Though.
I am feeling. The last
courtesy,
couple ones.
Courtesy supersedes candy.
Come on, guys. Right. Both
courtesy
of them are like, yeah.
supersedes
okay.
candy.
All right. So.
Oh, the timeout buzzer. What are you doing, Anthony?
I'm losing, dude. She slipped you some bucks.
Well,
I'm losing.
She didn't slip me anything. She didn't slip me any jelly beans or any money.
I was just going to say
she's
jelly
at four cash. Points. Jelly you're beans. At 2.5. Okay. So you can come back. You just need a little strategy here. Why'd you hit that buzzer?
Rulers, I need some help. Rulers need some help. So we're gonna do a part two.
We're gonna do a part two.
Well, look at I'm the host. Wow. I'm
shaking
part
in
two.
His boots, guys. Yeah, he's yeah. shaking wow. in his boots. Yeah. The fear.
So what are you saying? You need a week off?
No. Well, I need some time. It's a timeout. It's fourth quarter. Timeout, 2 minutes.
But
two-minute
that timeout
warning.
Buzzer, that's a 7-day timeout buzzer.
No. We might.
That's
hey,
what that is.
We're going to. We're
stuttering,
about.
Guys. He's stuttering, rulers. let me
explain what this buzzer does.
Shaking.
When you hit the timeout buzzer, you don't take. You don't come back from that break until 7 days later, which means we're not going to be back with part two until next week.
All right. Well, that's the price I'm willing to pay.
All right. All right. Fine.
Rulers,
more
your
pet
show.
Peeves to go. More
right,
pet more, peeves.
Right. And I, because I got to come back.
You need like a week off the train,
right? Right. I got to come up with some. I got to come up with some cash under the table.
Well,
that's
what
I got
to
come up with.
Whoa! You need a creative way to come up with a way to make a half point plus the initial whole point.
What I need to do is, she's so pathetic. All right, we're gonna end the deal. We're gonna come back. Next week, and bring some cash to pimp up the judge here, and see if I can come back from this.
He doesn't need anything, but okay.
Yeah, we'll come back from this. Till next time, may you see love in others as others see love in you.
You've been listening to the 90-10 Rule. Visit us online today at the 90-10rule.com.